You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 905, hour number 2. I was thinking the other day, we haven't heard any Harry Parch on Martian Gardens for the past couple of months, so I thought I'd present some tonight. We'll hear from Harry Parch's Plectra and Percussion Dances, which is released in its entirety on Bridge Records, performed by the Parch Ensemble. And the final portions of the Plectra and Percussion Dances are called Even Wild Horses, and it's in three acts, and we'll hear the first act, which is Even Wild Horses, Act 1. Scene 1 is a decent and honorable mistake in a samba rhythm. Scene 2 is a rhythm of the womb, melody of the grave, in a heartbeat rhythm. And scene 3 is Happy Birthday to You in an Afro-Chinese minuet. These final scenes from Plectra and Percussion Dances, called Even Wild Horses, are taken from A Season in Hell by Arthur Rimbaud. That was published, at least that English translation was published in 1945 and employed by Harry Parch for this 1952 composition. This is Even Wild Horses, Dance Music for Absent Drama, Act 1. And we'll follow this with George Lewis and a piece for chamber music called Hexus, on the Assemblage CD, released on New World Records. And that will follow this 9-minute piece called Even Wild Horses, Act 1, in 3 scenes, by Harry Parch.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 905, hour number 2. The Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists and other information is martiangardens.blog. The Martian Gardens podcast is at radioforall.net. That's radio, numeral 4, ALL.net. The trombonist George Lewis has just released a CD on New World Records called Assemblage, music performed by the Ensemble Dal Niente. That piece was called Hexis, music recorded at Northern Illinois University Recital Hall, August 2016. And before George Lewis, a 13-minute piece, we heard Harry Parch, Act 1 from Even Wild Horses, which is divided into three sections, three scenes. Scene 1, A Decent and Honorable Mistake in Samba Rhythm. Scene 2, Rhythm of the Womb, Melody of the Grave in Heartbeat Rhythm. And Scene 3, Happy Birthday to You in Afro-Chinese Minuet. And that's from the Plectra and Percussion Dances, which is performed in its entirety on this CD from Bridge Records, released in 2014, performed by the Parch Ensemble, directed by John Schneider. That was recorded at the Disney Hall Red Cat Theater in Los Angeles, June 9th, 2013, 1952. Composition from Harry Parch. We'll continue next with music from John Cage and from Stephen Bricks and from Jaunty Harrison. We will start with John Cage and an excerpt from 51 Minutes for a Speaking Percussionist. And this was a solo simultaneous realization of two other Cage pieces, 45 Minutes for a Speaker, which he completed in 1954, and 27 Minutes for a Percussionist, completed in 1956, Percussion and Voice by Bonnie Whiting, recorded at Studio A, the University of California, San Diego, in May of 2011. This was released recently on Mode Records, on the Works for Percussion 4, Percussion Works of John Cage. And Stephen Ricks's piece, Ossifying, Keeping Us From, takes its title, Keeping Us From Ossifying, from the text for Cage's 51 Minutes. And this is from Stephen Ricks's CD, The Young American Inventions, on New Focus Recordings, released in 2015, electroacoustic music for that selection. And we end with electroacoustic music from John T. Harrison's geographical tour of the world called Going Places. What we'll hear is called Call and Response, Calls to Prayer in Istanbul and Marrakesh, from the Voyages CD on Empreintes Digitales. John T. Harrison to end the set. First, this is John Cage and a piece called 51 Minutes for Speaking Percussionist, and we'll hear the first 13 minutes of this piece with subsequent excerpts in following weeks. You're listening to Martian Gardens.
Lo and behold, the horse turns into a prince who, except for the acquiescence of the hero, would have had to remain a miserable nag. I have noticed something else about Christian Wolff's music. All you can do is suddenly listen, in the same way that when you catch cold, all you can do is suddenly sneeze. Unfortunately, European harmony. Where it is within us, but like an empty glass, into which, at any moment, anything may be poured, just something, finitely something, or even to be able to drink a glass of water, unless some other idea crops up about it. That is all I have to say about structure. My present way of composing's involved with the observation of imperfections in the paper on which I happen to be writing. About the prepared piano, each prepared piano is prepared differently. Objects are placed between the strings and the piano sound to all these various characteristics. He is transformed with respect to all of its characteristics. Music is an oversimplification of the situation we are actually in. An ear alone is not a being. Music is one part of theater. Focus is what aspects one's noticing. Theater is all the various things going on at the same time. I've noticed that music is liveliest from even listening, for instance, doesn't distract me from seeing. One should take music very naturally. No technique at all. Only technique worth having. I remember being asked what I thought about technique. And at first, I had nothing to say. Several days later, I realized I have no time for technique because I must always be making one. Any technique can be discovered after any technique is forgotten. Another technique I've devised is derived from the I Ching method of obtaining oracles and a principle, also I Ching, which interested me not at all anymore, is that which is called mobility, immobility. Yes. Time, which is the title of this piece, so many minutes, so many seconds, is what we and sounds happen in. Whether early or late, in it. It is not a question of counting. Our poetry now is the realization that we possess nothing. Anything, therefore, is a delight, since we do not possess it, and thus need not fear. This composition involves a flexible use of the number 10,000, that is to say 100 times 100 square root. The actual time lengths are changing. This work has no score. It should be abolished. A statement concerning the arts is no statement concerning the arts. It consists of single parts. Any of them may be played together or eliminated, and at any time. To me, teaching is an expedient, but not teach external science, like a long book. If a long book is like a mobile, the ignorant, because of their attachment to existence, sees unsignified or signifying. No beginning, no ending. Harmony, so-called, is a forced abstract vertical relation which blots out the spontaneous transmitting nature of each of the sounds forced into it. It is artificial and unrealistic. Form, then, is not something off in the distance in solitary confinement. It is right here, right now. Since it is something we say about past actions, it is wise to drop it. This, too, giving himself and his quest up to the aimless rolling of a metal ball, the hero unquestionably does. They proceed thus by chance, by no will of their own, passing safely through many perilous situations. I begin to hear the old sounds, the ones I thought worn out by intellectualization. I begin to hear the old sounds as though they are not worn out. Silence, like music, is non-existent. There are always sounds, that is to say, if one is alive to hear them. Obviously, they are not. Whether I make them or not, there are always sounds to be heard, and all of them are excellent. We bake a cake, and it turns out that the sugar was not sugar, but salt. Are you deaf? By nature, choice, desire, or can you hear externals, timpani, labyrinths, and whack? By no means. Tone row is a method. A method is to control each single note. The development of the climax, the recapitulation, is to believe that one may own one's own home. There is too much there. There is not enough of nothing in it. So far, I've written to Parser pianist. Either part could be played alone, or they could both be played together. Each piano is prepared differently, although as a matter of fact, the parts could be played without bothering to prepare the piano or pianos. If prepared, then generally, the preparations will be altered in the course of the performance. The principle called mobility immobility is this. Everything is changing, but while some things are changing, others are not. Eventually, those that were not changing begin suddenly to change. A vice versa ad infinitum. A technique to be useful, skillful, that is, must be such that it fails to control the elements subjected to it. Otherwise, it is apt to become unclear, and listening is best in a state of mental emptiness. Composers are spoken of having ears for music, which generally means that nothing presented to their ears can be heard by them. Their ears are walled in with sounds of their own imagination. Of five aspects, observe two. The highest purpose is to have no purpose at all. This puts one in accord with nature and a manner of operation. If someone comes along and asks why, there are answers. However, there is a story I found very helpful. What's so interesting about technique anyway? What if there are 12 tones in a row? What role? The same cause and effect is not emphasized, but instead one makes an identification with what is here and now. He then spoke of two qualities, unimpededness and interpenetration. The relationship of things happening at the same time is spontaneous and irrepressible. It is you yourself in the form you have that instant taken. To stop and figure it out takes time. The only thing, pardon me, that I do not find, the preparation of the piano is also determined by chance. The various materials that exist are placed in the following categories. P meaning plastics, bone, glass, etc. M meaning metal, C meaning cloth, fiber, rubber, W meaning wood, paper, X meaning other materials, special circumstances, free choices, etc. Coins are then tossed. Forms not the same twice. Sonatas fused that two or more things happen at the same time is their relation. The beginning of this work in progress was not a part for a pianist. But, curiously enough, six short parts, no one of them lasting much more than a minute, for a string player, that is, a four-string player. Surely, things happening at different times are also related. If it needed to be clear, magnetic tape is perfectly so, that we are not in a 12-tone or any other discrete situation. The reason I am presently working with imperfections in paper is this. I am thus able to designate certain aspects of sound, so they were in a field, which, of course, they are. The sound that accidentally occurred while it was being played were in no sense an interruption. More and more, I have the feeling that we're getting nowhere. Preparation changes that occur during a performance are A, simple change of position, B, total or partial addition of objects, C, total or partial subtraction. Nothing has been said about Bach or Beethoven. We're the oldest. It makes the silence. Years ago, I asked myself, why do I write music? An Indian musician told me the traditional answer in India was to sober the mind and thus make it susceptible to divine influences. Same answer is given by some old English composer. Consider this non-dualistically. He goes by me. I see him not. He passes on, but I perceive him not. These pieces take into consideration the physical action of playing an instrument. You won't find this in the books. Why do you not do as I do? Letting go of your thoughts as though they were the cold ashes of a long, dead fire. What has taken the place of the mobility and mobility principle now that I'm no longer 3 points times 2 hits turn, which there are 64. One can establish which of the 64 possibilities obtains and changes. What better technique than to leave no traces to determine the number of imperfections in a given space coins are tossed? That number of spots is then potentially active. Subsequent tosses determine which are actually active. Tables are arranged referring to tempi, the number of superimpositions, that is to say, the number of things that go at once. Sounds, silences, durations, loudnesses, accents, sounds together, suffice it to say, structure is of no importance. However, I go on having it by chance to determine the relative probability of the three, and then to determine which of the three happens in the world for studying music. It doesn't seem to me to affect anything that happens in it. I am speaking, of course, about a time structure. It simply allows anything to happen in it. What I am calling poetry is often called content. I myself have called it form. It is the continuity of a piece of music. Continuity today, when it is necessary. A fugue is a more complicated game, but then it could be broken up by a single sound. Say, for instance, a fire engine. Now, getting sleepy and so on. Very frequently, no one knows that contemporary music is or could be art. He simply thinks it was irritating. Irritating one way or another. That is to say, keeping us from ossifying. It may be objected from this point of view, anything goes. Actually, anything does go, but only when nothing is taken as the basis. In an utter emptiness, anything can take place.
Number one. Number two. Number three. Numbers 4, 5, and 6. Number 7? Thank you.
You've been listening to Martian Gardens episode 905, hour number 2. To end the hour, Shirish Kord, founder of Numa Records, and selections from his opera Rasa. We will recap set number 4 in hour number 3, right at the beginning. This is Martian Gardens episode 905, hour number 2. Also check martiangardens.blog for complete playlists and other information. Shirish Kord, selections from the opera Rasa. See you after the top of the hour. See complete podcast at radioforall.net. That's radio numeral 4 ALL.net for all 3 hours or 4 hours of Martian Gardens.
Thank you. Couldn't this lengthy therapy be replaced by tranquilizing drugs?